Here we are. Here's a Soto Zen monk teacher from Japan that's been in this country for a number of years. And I'm sorry, but his name just slips my mind at the moment. He's quite famous. I think his center is in Michigan now, but his teacher was very famous for saying, Zazen is useless. So for many years, he sat and he thought, I'm practicing just sitting. And I'm just sitting. And then about 10 years into that, he realized, I'm not just sitting. I'm being a good boy. Because I'm just sitting. And then he started to just sit, just this. So he said, you know, my practice of just sitting was like a koan that took me 10 years to solve. That in fact, I had it all wrong. You see, our projections are so invisible to us. So when the thief in the weeds is finally subdued, then you're just sitting. Because there are always expectations, right? Like this monk's parents' expectations were that he would run the family business. He was expected to, as the oldest son, to carry on. And instead he became a monk. You know, his parents did eventually support him in that, but they were not happy about it when he became a monk. Yeah. It got me thinking about the whole process of how we come into this world and how the process of what it is we become in our personalities and our culture and all the rest of it. And then the realization that dropping it doesn't mean putting that all away. You see, just sitting is just this, just as it is. Nothing to throw away, nothing to gain. It's, you know, we talk about it, we try to explain it. We go into our Buddhist studies, and we take on these labels and mindfulness and just sitting, and we think we're doing that. We're still thinking. We're still thinking we're doing. There is a process of awakening, but we're constantly fooling ourselves. So it's a good thing to keep in mind. You know, that's why this question is so wonderful. What is this? What is this? When you really ask it open-endedly, without any sort of expectations of an answer. The process of meditating, when you're really reaching samadhi, different states of samadhi, where the mind is really empty, it's so hard to even begin to explain what that is. Mm-hmm. You can't. That's why we use words like samadhi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, these ancient letters and words. And, yeah. So, you know, in the 10 oxherding pictures, the final picture is the one where, you know, he's back in the village or the marketplace, playing with the children, a big smile, and at ease, totally at ease with just as is, just things the way they are. So another way that is expressed is thieves in the weeds who are subdued. Now they're at ease and they're resting under the shade of the tree, listening to the cicadas and watching the herons eat. you know, so they're at ease with life. There's no place to go to make it better than it already is. Our Bodhisattva vows, it was just mind-boggling to me. You know? My mind would just kind of like crash. You know, it's like the computer crashing because too much information that just didn't compute. You know, save all sentient beings, the very first one, right? I vow to save all sentient beings. Well, when the thief in the weeds is finally subdued, saving all sentient beings. So, you know, we're on a journey, and yeah, we have always have judgments. We always have projections. And, you know, in Zen, we talk about trying to solve the great matter. Well, thanks again for making my evening, joining me. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.